because we have many blessings in Christ. I'd like to go before the Lord with a prayer. My Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that we can live to see another Thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us a Savior, Jesus Christ, who loved us enough to give us his life on the cross. He shed his blood for our sins, that those who put faith in him may live forever in heaven. So we just thank you for this, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tonight, we're going to be reading from Psalms 95, the first three verses. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him, before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. So we believe in a God who's the creator of the universe. We don't believe in a God that's made by the hands of man. And we give thanks to this God because he has given us earth. He has given us vegetation. He has given us life. And each and every one of us can praise him because we do have life. And God wants us to praise him through Jesus Christ. So this is why we thank God for giving us a Savior, Jesus Christ. In the book of Colossians 1:12 down to verse 14, the Bible said, giving thanks unto the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption, even the forgiveness of sin through his blood. So we give thanks to God the Father that he demonstrated his love by giving us Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God's answer to man's problem. So we thank God for this. The Puritans in 1620, they left England because of religious persecution. They came to this country to get away from all the tyranny in England. So we, when we give our lives to Christ, we get away from the deception of the devil, who came on this earth to steal, kill, and to destroy. So Satan is still doing his thing today like he was in the beginning, because he wants to turn man's heart away from God because he wants man in hell forever. But Jesus Christ came to destroy the works of the devil. So this is why we give thanks to God, for Jesus Christ. There are some people can't thank God because they have a beautiful home. I can't because I don't have a beautiful home. You can't thank God because you have a beautiful car, but you can thank God for salvation. You can thank God for the fact that you can get up in the morning and leave your apartment in a sound mind. Thank God for the little things in life. Thank God for the fact that you can hear, that you can see. You know, once I preached at on Governor's Island, Roosevelt Island, a place, Goldwater Hospital. And they're a place where they have paralytics. People have lost their arms or legs. And when I finished preaching, I was so thankful that I could walk out of that hospital. You know? Sometimes we see people ride around in fine cars and they have beautiful clothing on, and because we don't have those things, we get a little angry. It seems like life has dealt us a bad hand. But be thankful for the little things in life. Be thankful for the fact that you can talk, that you can walk. Be thankful that you can eat food. Some people can't even eat food. Be thankful for these little things in life that God himself has given to us. Because God wants each and every one of us to always give him the praise and the glory. Now the Bible in the book of Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So God does not want us to go out and just take things for granted. He wants us to be thankful for the things in which he has given to us. More people, when they ask, when they pray to God, they got to pray to God for money or for a job or maybe for a husband or wife. But God just wants us to pray to him, just to thank him for being God in our lives, for being the creator of the universe. Because these things are wonderful to God when we just give him thanks for him being God, for the being the creator. Not just because we want something from God, but you see, God wants something from us. Our faith in Christ. And God himself will save us when we put our faith in Christ. God has given us Christ and given us his life, our life. So therefore, he can be glorified through us. That's why we're here, to glorify God. Isaiah 43:7, the Bible said God created man for his glory. Christ demonstrated the glorification of God when he obeyed the word of God in every point of his life. He could have turned away and went the way of the wicked one, but he chose not to. And God himself wants us to make the same choice, to obey his holy word, giving thanks to him through Jesus Christ. Because it's only through Jesus Christ that one can live this eternal life. And God himself will judge each and every one of us based on what we have done in this life with Jesus Christ. In the book of Colossians 3:17, the Bible said, "And whatsoever ye do in words or deeds, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." You see, if you go out there and work on your job, you should do your job in a way that God will be glorified. Whatever you do, if you help somebody across the street, you should do it to glorify God. So God wants us to do everything in this life, giving him all the glory and thanks through Jesus Christ, by our conduct that we have toward each and every one of us, to each other. So often people want to do something, but when they finish doing something, they put their hand up for money. So you're not doing it for God. I helped the man in my building to bring in a couch. I didn't charge him. I said, "That's all right, forget it. You know, you're a tenant in the building, so you needed help, I gave you a hand." But he didn't accept it. He said, "I'm going to give you something anyway." So I accepted. But I didn't charge him for it. You know, I just wanted to do it just to show him, look, I'm here for you. You live in the building, you're a nice tenant, so, you know, you need a hand, I'll give you a hand. So God wants us to do things to glorify Christ, to let people see that we are different. We're not just out here just to live and to pretend that we're someone that we're not. We're out here to lift up a standard that Jesus Christ can be glorified through, a standard of righteousness. So we give God the glory, the praise and the glory for giving us the righteousness of Christ. In the book of 2 Corinthians 5:21, the Bible said that he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we may become the righteousness of God in him, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank God for giving us the righteousness of Christ. See, God's righteousness is not based on what we're doing. God's righteousness is based on the fact that Jesus Christ is his standard. So when we come to Christ, we become a partaker of that righteousness. So we can't do anything apart from Christ to glorify God, because our motives and desires is evil. We do things just because we want to get over. It's what's in it for me. See, when Christ was on the earth, he set the perfect example. In the book of Matthew, the 20th chapter and the 28th verse, Christ said, "I come not to be served, but to be a servant and offer my life as a ransom for many." So Jesus Christ demonstrated servanthood by washing his disciples' feet, by going to the cross to be a vessel, to be a channel to get to God. He gave his life that we may have eternal life through him. So we can also give God praise and glory for the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because he's Almighty God. He could say, forget about the human race. He'd be God without man. Man did not make God God. He was Almighty God before he made man. He was Almighty God before he made the earth. But because of his love that he has for man, he has given man salvation. So we should give him thanks by receiving salvation, the salvation of Jesus Christ. And God himself in the Bible always speaks out against people who want to go out and make themselves little gods. Because you see, when you put your faith in a little god, you be deceived. You think you're doing something God's way. You're not doing it God's way. You're doing it the way of the devil. So God wants us to make sure that we're serving him. And we can only do that by getting into his word and reading it. You know, in the book of Acts, the 5th chapter, around the 29th verse, Peter was told not to preach in the name of Jesus. And so Peter told the Pharisees, "You be the judge. We obey man or God?" So sometimes you have to obey God, and doing so you may disobey the laws of man. And we're living in America, and a lot of things in our society today, they're going contrary to the laws of God. So we have to make a stand. Do we want to go along with the status quo, or do we want to stand for that which is righteous in the sight of God? So God gives us the strength to make that decision when we give our lives over to Christ, when we receive the Holy Spirit in Christ. See, without the Holy Spirit, you cannot live righteous. You know, you can put on your religious garments, you can walk around, saying your religious creeds, but without the Holy Spirit, you can never live this righteous life. In the book of Romans 8:9, the Bible said, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, then you're none of His. And that's the Holy Spirit. And God will not give you the Holy Spirit until you give your life over to Christ. You have to give your life over to Christ in order to receive this Holy Spirit. It's a wonderful spirit that comes into your heart. It will empower you to live according to God's righteousness. Because you see, we are spiritual beings. We are governed and controlled by spirits. And God wants us to be controlled by His Holy Spirit. So this is why He has provided salvation through Jesus Christ, that He can come into our hearts and govern our lives by the Holy Spirit. So we give God thanks for the Holy Spirit, for giving us the Holy Spirit through faith in Christ. A wonderful spirit that will put love, peace, happiness, and joy in your heart. A wonderful spirit. The Bible in the book of Romans 14:17 said that the kingdom of God is not food nor meat, but love, peace, happiness, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And if you never received the Spirit, friend, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But if you have, you can bear witness with the truth. Because it's a wonderful spirit. It's a spirit that will give you insight when you read the Word of God. You can understand what you're reading when you receive the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit becomes your teacher. In the book of 1 John 2:27, the Bible says, let no man teach you, but he who has given God the anointing will teach you all things and will bring all things back to your remembrance, which is the Holy Spirit. God's teacher in the heart of a believer in Christ, the Holy Spirit. So we thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank God for angels that He has on this earth. And the book of Hebrews 1:14, the Bible speaks about these angels as being ministering spirits, sent forth to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. See, when the word of God goes out, those angels would minister those words to the hearts of the hearer. It's like an echo that keeps coming back. I know before I got saved, I used to walk down 42nd Street, and used to have these guys to preach. And I used to walk by, when you're in sin, you don't hear the word of God. And so I used to do like, ah, get out of here with that stuff. I kept doing it for many, many years. But you know, when I got home, it seemed like it kept coming back to me. And I couldn't understand why these things happened. I'd go to sleep, it seemed like the echo would come back to my spirit. And like convicting me, you know. But that's what the angels does. They would go out there and they would take the word of God and they would minister those words to your heart. It's like an echo that keeps coming back. And so you start feeling guilty because of your sins. It's bringing you to the point of you receiving Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior. It'd work with me. So we thank God for these angels that He has given to us. It's called the ministering spirit. Hebrews 1:14, sent forth to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. That's wonderful. See, God has a kingdom out here that we can't see with our natural eye. Now, His kingdom is sent forth for salvation purposes, to redeem mankind, to bring mankind back under the control of God's Holy Spirit. That's why God has His kingdom, to bring us back under His control, so we can be led by His Spirit and do those things that is pleasing in His sight. But there's another kingdom, the kingdom of darkness. He's working to destroy man. He's working to get man to rebel against God, to have man to fight among themselves and do all kind of evil before God. So that's the battle on this earth. It's for the soul of man. Each and every one of us has a precious soul that was given to us by God, which will identify us to God because it's eternal, and God's Spirit is eternal. And that soul is precious to God, but the devil hates that soul, and the devil wants to torment that soul. So what the devil wants you to do is turn away from the Word of God and go out and live and die in your sins so that soul will be tormented in hell forever. But on the other hand, Jesus Christ came to redeem that soul. In the book of 1 Peter 2:25, the Bible said, even Jesus Christ is the shepherd and bishop of our souls. He would watch over your soul. He would seal your soul by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1:13, the Bible said, that ye are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise on the day of redemption. So when you receive Christ, the Spirit will seal you, signifying now you belong to God. And as no spirit on the face of this earth, or under the earth, or above the earth, can break that seal once a person is sealed for God by the Holy Spirit. So that's how we know we have eternal life. It's because it's something that God has given to us, that we have received by faith in our hearts. The Bible in the book of 1 John, the 5th chapter and the 9th verse, the Word of God said, if you believe the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. And this is the witness of God, that he has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son, Jesus Christ. So God has given us eternal life. We thank God for eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ. So be thankful this Thanksgiving. Not because you have a beautiful car or because you have a beautiful home. Be thankful for no other reason than salvation. The fact that you have the freedom to worship God. The fact that you have the ability to think and to go out and work on a job. Thank God for those things. These things are very precious. You know, it's a sad thing to talk to someone who once had a lot of abilities and now they just lack a vegetable. And they shake their head and say, I don't know what happened. I don't know why, you know, I don't know why these things are happening to me. But you see, if you're very unthankful, the devil will steal. He's a thief. He'll steal things. He'll steal your eyesight. He'll steal your ability to think. He's a thief. Jesus called him the thief. John 10:10, he said, the thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I come, said Jesus, that ye may have life, and that more abundantly. So God want to give you a life that will be pleasing in his sight, and you'll be blessed by it. The life of salvation in Jesus Christ. So we thank God for that. We thank God for the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, every year they have the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And one year I was thinking about that parade. That parade is made up of fairy tales. That's all it is. You look at all the things that's flying around in the sky. It's fairy tales. You know, Bullwinkle, Rocky, fairy tales. So their faith is based on fairy tales. You know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, fairy tales. How can you be thankful for something you made up out of your finite mind against God's righteousness? And you know it's not real. You know, a police officer once said that he don't like Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know why? He said around this time of year, a lot of suicides. See, if you're not living in Christ, you have nothing to be thankful for. You're going to thank God for having an abortion? I don't think so. You're going to thank God for practicing homosexuality? I don't think so. If you're not living in Christ, you really have nothing to be thankful for in the lifestyle that you're living. But those who have come to the knowledge of the truth and received that wonderful blessing in Christ, we're very thankful. You know, we don't have to walk, we don't have to ride around in a chauffeur-driven car to thank God. We don't have to walk out with a $1,000 suit on and thank God. We thank God because we have Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. Amen. Praise God. God is a good God. You know, he wants you to experience his goodness through Jesus Christ. And you can. That's one thing with God. When he forgives you, he will forget about your sins. The Bible and the book of Hebrews, the 8th chapter and the 12th verse speaks about that. A lot of people, when they come to God, they want to hold on to the past. They say, well, what about this or what about that? But God forgets that. Because you see, the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed you from all your sins. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews 8:12-13, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. And that he said, a new covenant he has made the first old. Now that which is decayed and waxed old is ready to vanish away. So when God himself, when you come to Christ and you make that confession that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, what you are doing, you are giving your sins over to him, and he will give his righteousness over to you. And the book of Galatians, the 3rd chapter and the 6th verse, the Word of God said that Abraham believed in God, and because of Abraham's faith in God, it was accounted unto him for his righteousness. So God placed righteousness on Abraham's account because of his faith in God. And those who believe in Christ is same with blessed Abraham. So when you receive Jesus Christ into your heart, you have received that lamb, that sacrificial lamb that God himself has given to us for your sins. It's not enough to know about Jesus. You have to know him as your Lord and Savior. A lot of people know that he lived about 2,000 years ago. And people know that he came to this earth for a reason. But that's knowing about him. You have to know him. You have to give your will over to his authority. You have to be your Lord and your Savior. So that means before you go out and make a decision, you should kneel down and pray to God the Father in the name of Jesus for direction or for instructions before you make a decision. So that means that Jesus Christ is your Lord now. You're looking to him for your direction in life. You're not going by your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5 said, lean not on your own understanding, but in every way, and all thanksgiving, give praise unto him. So you have to always submit yourself to God's way. God's way is always through prayer in the name of Jesus by his word. And God himself has given us his word. Jesus Christ called the word of God spiritual life. John, the 6th chapter and the 68th verse. He said, my words, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. So the word of God is spiritual life. So if you want that life, you have to receive Christ. Jesus said in the book of John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come unto the Father but by me. So if you want that life that would exist forever, is only found in Jesus Christ. Now we have an earthly life, but our earthly life is on a timetable. You can see. We have a beginning and we have an end. But your life, your soulish life, is forever. It's going to start here, but it's not going to end here. It's going to live on forever. Where? That would depend on what you do with Jesus Christ in this life. If you accept Jesus Christ, God, by the Holy Spirit, will bring your soul to heaven. If you reject Jesus Christ, sin belongs in hell. So God will place your soul where it belongs based on your decision in this life. So this is why God gives each and every one of us enough time to make the right decision about Jesus Christ. So we give God thanks for grace. God has given each and every one of us grace. Now the Bible, in the book of Psalms 103:10, said that God has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor has he rewarded us according to our iniquities. So God himself is dealing with man through grace, because he was dealing with man according to sin. Every time you commit sin, that's enough to send to hell. He could just cut you off right there. You went out and you told one lie, that's enough to send you to hell right there. But you see, God gives you an opportunity, many opportunities in this life to repent. And the book of Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter and the 22nd verse said, it is out of the mercy of God that we're not consumed, because his compassion fails not. It is renewed every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. So we give God thanks for his faithfulness. He's faithful. You can depend on him. You don't have to worry about God leaving you when you really need him the most, like some people are. You know, so when you're right-hand man, only until you need them, then he's not around. But you see, God is there when you need him. Jesus said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. So you can always depend on God. But what it is with us, we'll go out there and we start messing up in sin and expect God himself to bless us in sin. He won't do it. He would only bless you in righteousness. Now you can learn from your sins. You know, you can learn a lesson from your sins. You can use that as a witness, to go out and minister to other people. But for us being blessed in your sins, friend, no way. Because sin goes against God. God is too righteous to involve himself in sin. He's a righteous God. Sin goes contrary to the nature of God. Sin is under God's judgment. If you're receiving anything, it's because of God's mercy and grace. And he's using that because he wants to keep you alive long enough to save your soul by your faith in Christ. That's why you're here. You're not here to smoke cigarettes or to drink or to fornicate or to gamble. You're here to give your life over to Christ that God may save your soul before you die. So we give God thanks for eternal life. That life is found in Jesus Christ. So for those who want to get right with God, for those who want to really make a commitment, a statement, come up. Kneel down. and say the sinner's prayer with your heart. A lot of time people want to use their mouth. They make statements out of their mouth, but their heart is not there. They just say that because they figure this is what I should say at this time. But God wants you to have a heart commitment to really say what you believe in your heart. So you can't fool God. God sees your heart. And the book of 1 Samuel 16:7, the Bible said that God sees not as man sees, for man judges from the outward appearance, but God judges the heart. So God knows what's in our hearts. Jesus in the book of Luke 6, around verse 46, said, out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. So whatever comes out of your mouth is coming out of your heart, coming from your heart. And God himself wants you to make a commitment, a confession, to agree with him that yes, you are a sinner that's in need of a Savior, who is Jesus Christ. So we give thanks to God for giving us a Savior, Jesus Christ. The only Savior for man. Muhammad can't save you. Buddha can't save you. Only Jesus Christ can save you. And God himself has given us that Savior. He's called the Lamb of God. And the book of John 1:29, when Jesus Christ was approaching John, John said, behold, the Lamb of God who came to take sin away from the world. John knew the purpose of Jesus Christ coming to the earth, to be that sacrifice. You study the laws of Moses in the book of Leviticus 17:11. The Bible speaks about the animal sacrifice. And Jesus Christ was be the sole sacrifice. The animal sacrifice was pointing people to Christ. Because animals could not take sin away. The animal blood kept you from going to hell. The Bible said we were kept under the law, kept in store for that day, which was the day of salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. So those who was under the laws of Moses, they was kept by the animal sacrifice. But when Christ came with the sacrifice for all. It's called eternal redemption, Hebrews 9:12. That sacrifice was enough to please God. So God was satisfied when Christ became an offering for sin. So now through Jesus Christ, God in the world back to himself. 2 Corinthians 5:19. So God himself has given us reconciliation through Jesus Christ. We thank God for that. So do you want to make a commitment to give your life over to Christ this Thanksgiving? We don't know we have another Thanksgiving coming. Because every day we're living, Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. One of the signs Jesus Christ spoke about in the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter, that the last days would be just as evil as the days of Noah. We're living in a time that the laws that they're putting on the books goes contrary to the commandments of God. People think they're within the law. They think they're doing something righteous just because they are not violating the laws of man. But the laws of man is violating the laws of God. So we're living in a time that things are being very perverted in our society. You know, my wife and I, we got rid of our cable because there's too much junk on the television. Amen. There's a lot of junk. See, my mind is not a trash can for the devil, but it's a vessel for God. Amen. You know? Amen. So you have to realize when you come to Christ, you have to make a lot of changes. You got to be willing to make those changes to serve God. You know, people, they want to hold on to the here and now and serve God at the same time. It doesn't work that way. You know, Moses had an opportunity to become Pharaoh, but he turned it down because he knew that it's not going to last forever. So there's nothing on this earth that you can use in place of the salvation of Christ. You may enjoy it while you're living here, but you're going to leave it behind. But Christ you would have throughout all eternity. So we give praise and thanks to God for eternal life in Jesus Christ. So those who want to get right with God, you know within your own conscience, friend, that you're not right with God. You have a religion that's not giving you any type of guarantees of eternal life. You're just hoping that you're going to get to heaven. Friend, you don't have to hope when you have Jesus Christ in your heart. The salvation of Jesus Christ is not a hope-so religion, it's a no-so salvation. And the book of 1 John 5:13, the Word of God said that these things are written that ye may know you have eternal life if you believe in Jesus Christ. God will settle that issue in your heart once and for all when you give your life over to Christ. No more doubts You know, when I was not in Christ, I had a religion. Man, I always doubted where I'm going to spend eternity. If I die, what's going to happen to my soul? I doubted that all the time. I had no peace. That's bad when you can walk around with a religion but cannot guarantee you where you're going to spend eternity. You're just hoping you're doing enough good works. You're hoping you're doing it right. But you don't have to hope when you come to Christ. You would know it within your heart. Because God himself will give you the Holy Spirit. And that Spirit will bear witness to your spirit that you are a child of God. Romans 8:16. So those who want to come up and receive Christ, the altar is open. God himself will save your soul if you're willing to make that call. Answer the call. The Bible said, many are called, but few are chosen. Choose to receive Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior. We're going to be singing from hymn number 504. Everybody stand, please. Father, we praise thee.
Did you say 504?
504, yes. Hymn number 504. Father, we praise thee. Hymn number 504. Father, we praise thee. As I said before, Jesus Christ is the only hope that man has. So those who want to get right with God this Thanksgiving can give their life over to Christ. You can come up and kneel down and say the sinner's prayer and believe it in your heart, and God will give you the Holy Spirit, a gift that's priceless. Praise God. We have the closing prayer by Miss Muse.
Praise God. Our Father, we are thankful for the privilege we've had to be in your house. And Lord, we pray that at this season and throughout the rest of our lives that we may be thankful for these wonderful things that have been brought to our mind tonight, for Jesus Christ, God's Son, and for the salvation that he has provided and purchased for us by his own death, for the precious Holy Spirit who comes to live and abide in our hearts and teaches us how to walk the straight and the narrow and how to trust in God. And for all of the blessings, Lord, we know that we may not have a lot of material things, but as the scripture says, heaven and earth pass away, but God's word is eternal. So may we love the word of God. May we hide it within our hearts that we may not sin against you. We ask, Lord, that you will dismiss us all with your blessing. May your peace rest upon each one of us. Keep us safe until we gather again to worship you. We thank you for the food. We receive it from your hand as a token of your love. Strengthen the bodies of those who take it, and may they truly be thankful. In Jesus' precious name, amen. May you go in peace. Lord bless you.